Doctor Who Check and Mate by Ron Daniels Jr., Episode 3.
Now this will be more rewarding than first anticipated. A Time Lord. I will be made captain in no time after my superiors read my report about killing a Time Lord.
Especially one that has been racked up so many defeats of high-ranking Sontaran officers? I wouldn't bet on it.
I wouldn't wager on your subordinate's life expectancy either, Doctor. You, Doctor, will give me our objectives, or your friend dies. Cast, take him into the ship and await my orders.
Yes, sir.
Your interrogation is at an end, Doctor. Behold.
And that thing is?
An anti-grav-propelled autocannon. I have just fed your bioprint into it. It will target you anywhere you run.
Really? How droll. My hat! You shot my hat! Now, I'm not normally a violent person, but when my own person is in danger, I have to defend myself, you know?
What could you possibly do? Puny Time Lord.
Many number of things.
No. Keep away from me. The autocannon is still activated.
Oops, mind your head. Oops. Oh dear. I'll take that remote. Thank you, Corporal. Oops. Wrong button.
Let go of me, Gorilla Boy. Put me down.
I am unaware of the reference. I will assume it is insulting.
You bet it is. Quit squeezing.
Since you fail to remain silent, I will make sure that you do. From my training on your physiognomy, the pressure I am applying to your throat should render you more manageable until we reach the ship.
The doctor's gonna put a terminal ass kicker on you. Just you wait.
Ah! That was your last warning. One more outburst, and you'll arrive at our ship unconscious. It would appear my commander has secured himself a promotion. Your doctor will not survive the assault of the autocannon. There is no one that will deliver this kicking that you spoke of now.
Well, you forgot about me then, didn't you?
Good timing. Thanks.
One of my favorite strategies on the board. Use a piece the opponent's forgotten about and then smash them over the head with it. Well, something like that anyway.
What about the one that followed you?
I buried him in a pretty decent strategy.
That was quick. Shall we?
Certainly. What next?
Find the doctor.
Definitely. Where was he last?
That way.
Well, that's the command center. Wait a minute. Here he comes now.
He's moving pretty quick. Hey, Doc.
Run!
Did he just say... Run!
The Doctor still lives. Corporal. Corporal Fruitnut. Please respond. This is Sub-Private Cast. Please respond, Corporal. This is unacceptable.
Hold on. Blast door. That'll stop that thing.
What is that thing?
A Sontaran autocannon, as single-minded and aggravatingly determined as the race that created it. It's also as impossible to reason with, if not more so. How's the game coming?
You're looking at a winner, Doctor.
Excellent. Their commanding corporal is also no longer among us. Mike?
I'm surprised you didn't notice him as you ran past.
I was a tad distracted. I assume the current standing is us three, them one up and two down?
That'd be an accurate assessment.
I have been known to make those. How thick is that blast door?
4 inches of reinforced crystal-aligned steel alloy. It'll handle explosive decompression easily, Mike.
It's starting to glow. The autocannon will be through rather soon.
What are we going to do about it?
One Sontaran and one Sontaran weapon. Shouldn't be too hard.
Doctor, this is Sub-Private Cast. I have found the corpse of my corporal and have officially taken over this mission. I am declaring you and the two humans with you as prisoners of the Sontaran Empire.
Tell us something we don't know.
I am in the remains of the control center. Since you have proven that you will not surrender Immediately, you will be destroyed.
Oh, no. I'll have to find a way back there and undo the damage he's done.
I am also making sure that you cannot bargain or stall in this scenario. I have just destroyed the reactor's controls. You will surrender to me, or you will be destroyed in the result of the explosion.
Are there redundant controls?
I'm a chess chimp, not an engineer.
What type of reactor is it?
What?
Doc?
What type of reactor is it?
It's,
Doc?
Shush, Mike. Think, Mr. Strader. What powers this station?
It's an old fusion reactor lodged in the core of the asteroid about a kilometer and a half down from here.
Why so deep?
Well, it's not the cleanest running thing. I have to take anti-heat radiation pills once or twice a month.
So there's no chance of going to it and shutting it down before it blows?
Not if you want to live through the shutdown process, no.
Doctor!
What, Mike?
It's that autocannon. It's almost made a blast door.
Oh, yes. I almost forgot about that. It's keyed to my bioprint. It should ignore you two. Hide yourselves within sight of the Centauran ship. I'll try and figure a way to get rid of this thing and meet you there. And try not to get spotted. I don't want to be the one scraping your remains off the floor. Now go!
Best of luck, though.
I am monitoring the autocannon's progress, Doctor. I fed the command to it to disable you if possible. You may surrender to it as you would to me.
I was planning on that, but not quite how you expected. Let's see. There was another adjoining hallway around here somewhere. Time to run again!
Let's take stock.
Of what?
The situation.
Oh, that.
We're on a station in an asteroid cluster in the middle of absolutely nowhere.
Correct.
One that's going to explode sometime in the very near future.
Oh, I was trying to forget about that part just now, thank you.
Add that to a mix of homicidal alien soldier who's just lost his entire unit.
You're doing wonderful things to my confidence, you know.
And a hopping alien supercannon with a serious bad attitude that's going to follow a doctor everywhere to reduce him to a pile of glue that can fit into a biscuit tin.
Maybe the sarcastic use of the word wonderful was lost on you just now?
Well, that sounds like stuff that's not our concern right now.
Oh, this is news. So then, what is our concern then?
That alien spear that attached to the airlock. I'm assuming the doctor's planning on getting you out of here once he figures out how to shake off his new best bud.
Getting me? You mean you two could have left any time?
Yep.
Yet you stayed to help me out.
Yep.
Well, that was bloody stupid of you. If it was me, I would have left the poor nobody to his fate and run like a whipped poodle.
Be that as it may, the doctor isn't like that, and neither am I. Though most of the time, not. There have been exceptions.
Let's chat on that later. Here comes our resident homicidal maniac soldier.
Ah, hide!
Do you think he saw us?
Doubt it, but I hear us if you don't put a sock in it.
I await your surrender, Doctor. The autocannon will not tire. However, you will.
Never. Whoa. Whoa.
Futile. Perhaps I should turn the unit up to full power. Yes, the autocannon is currently only set for chase and harassment fire. I think you will be more complacent once the unit's ability is increased. More complacent or destroyed. Capturing you will ensure a promotion, but destroying you would not endanger it, I think.
Damn it! We've got to do something. The doctor only depressed to get fly that aluminium football.
But what?
You're a chess champ. You can't have a strategy. The best I could think of was we jump him. Well,
direct attack sounds good. Shouldn't I drop that one for pipe?
I thought you preferred running like a little girl.
I think you guys are rubbing off on me. Let's go.
Right. Hey, Mushroom Head. You have your armor, your big helmet, and your ray gun. Ah, it's got a ray gun!
You are my prisoners. I must apprehend you.
Yeah, well, apprehend this. Oh! Ah! It's like punching a wall made out of bricks. Cement. That's hard, and it hurts. Yes.
Weakling, it will take more than...
That got him.
Equally useless, weakling. My only for a short while neutralizer gun should hold you too. That should make you a little easier to handle for now.
What about me then?
You. Your underlings delayed me, but now prepare to see exactly what an autocannon can do. What? It chases...
Right then, I should thank you two. If it weren't for you two turning up like that, I wouldn't have had the time to finish modifying the late Corporal Fruitnut's control unit for the autocannon.
You're welcome, I think.
Yes, I managed to tell Blind its sensors by remote control and convince it to fire on the next input it received. That's the trouble with guns, they can be turned on anyone. Come along, you two. It's about time we got going.
Is that it, then?
Pretty much. Come along into the sphere. We should be going, unless you want to experience what it's like to be atomized by a large-scale fusion detonation.
That did it. Out of the way!
Come on, Mike. Get up.
Sheesh. What's the rush? We've only got to make out how to fly an alien spaceship that might have enough oomph to outrun a large-scale explosion.
Our alien friend there wasn't exactly finished as I hoped.
The last one's a funny-looking spaceship has to drive.
I was planning on doing the driving anyway. Goodbye, cast. Enjoy the space mine while it's still here.
Time Lord! Fool! The sphere will destroy itself once the last of my unit dies. You have doomed yourself.
All this doesn't make a bit of sense to me.
Don't look at me. I'm a lousy shuttle pilot, but it looks more like modern art than a control room.
Shall I drive, then?
Be my guest.
Right, then. That should do it. The sphere is powering up. We should be taking off in a matter of minutes. Now, where's the scanner interface?
This here?
No, that's the troop monitor. Cast is still going. Not for long, though. If the wounds from the autocannon don't finish him off, then the explosion will.
What about exposure to vacuum? Won't he get sucked out into space when we take off? This ship of theirs is rammed up against the airlock.
It would take some time for him to die of exposure like that. Though hides on those Santarans. Still, he'd have a more merciful end via the explosion that he's set in motion. Wait a minute. What's this?
What's what?
That.
What?
That indicator. It's building up as Cast's reading are declining. It's matching one over here on the engine reactor readings.
Look, it could be a coincidence. We're powering up to take off, right?
Yes, but that indicator over there here... Oh, no.
What?
I forgot. It's standard Santaran practice to blow up the ship when the crew is lost.
Well, that's a pretty good strategy. You know, I've used a similar chess strategy... Wait a minute! We're on the ship!
Oh, nuts.
Let me off! Let me off! Let me out of here!
Off where? Back into that space mine that's about to explode. Are you nuts?
Calm yourself, Mr. Strader. I'm working on it.
Do something!
He is! He thinks like you're not. He's thinking.
Can't take the engine offline, which we need to power to get away. Can't take Cast long since he's dying anyway. Faking an override code doesn't sound possible in the lack of time that we have.
Well?
I said I was working on it.
Can't you... I mean, what about... Hey, I think I've got it.
Yes?
The goal of moving pawns to the far end of the board is to exchange it for a different piece. Couldn't you...
Yes, excellent, I could. Mr. Strader, come with me. Mike, keep watching this indicator. This indicator and this one. When this one turns red, press this surface and we'll take off. But if this one turns red, come and get me. This one monitors the state of the reactor.
What about this one here?
Oh, that. That's the self-destruct monitor. If that goes red, we'll be atomized.
No need to come and tell you then.
Right. Come along, Mr. Strader. Time is short.
I'll say good luck, but you know what I'm like. No sense of occasion.
Yes, I had noticed.
Soon. Soon. I feel the warmth, the reactor melting down. Neither my death or the explosion. But either way, you and your underling shall die, Doctor. So, it will be death in the cold of space. I will not die alone. I will take my enemies with me.
Ow!
Hold still.
That thing stings!
Yes, but would you prefer a minor sting or being blown up?
Point taken. Do you have to tape it down so tight, though?
Oh, hush.
Doctor, I pushed a button. I think we're taking off.
Good. Let me check.
How you doing, Mrs. Strider?
A little uncomfortable. This thing the doctor strapped to my arm feels like a huge bug bite, and I could swear that it's squirming.
What is it?
I'm not sure. The doctor said something about being a monitor that the Santarans use to link into the self-destruct device.
As long as it senses someone's alive, it doesn't blow us up, right?
Yeah. Where'd he learn how to hack into Alienware computers? I don't know. But once he had this thing on me, he convinced the computer I was a new recruit.
Sometimes I think he makes up as he goes. Still, it all manages to work out in the end.
Well done, Mike. We are moving. It looks like the course I laid in should take us away safely and into the space lanes.
How much longer do you think the mine has before the reactor blows?
I'd have to say about that long.
Right, since we're not part of the fireworks, I'm guessing your little jiggery-pokery with the self-destruct thingy-majig, it's worked out too.
Quite so. We've happily exchanged a pawn with a knight at the end of the board. Checkmate, I believe. I'll set about to finding what they use for communication on this ship, and radio for help to pick up old Mr. Strader here. Then we can be on our own way, Mike.
A police ship that had come to investigate the explosion picked us up less than a few hours later. The doctor and Mike told me to make sure that the ship was left in space before the device that he strapped on me was removed. It took some convincing, but they did, and sure enough, the second the device came off, the sphere blew up.
All right. Well, I don't think I need anything else. We've had you in custody ever since that. Where are these other two, the doctor and this Mike kid?
They vanished.
Vanished?
Yep. Once the police ship docked, the doctor pulled something from his pocket, bid me goodbye, and vanished into thin air.
Well, so much for having anyone to back up your story. You do realize that the mining corporation could simply blame you for the explosion and press charges?
What about the device?
That thing. Oh, it's being analyzed.
I'm guessing that will be evidence enough.
I doubt it, but you never know. You're free to go, but we'll need to know your whereabouts for a while.
Oh, I think I'll be easy to find. I'm going back to the chess circuit.
Oh?
Well, after facing alien monsters and life-threatening situations being stared at by a crowd, isn't all that horrible anymore. Thanks to the doctor.
Doctor Who Check and Mate, written by Ron Daniels Jr., starring David Nagel as the Doctor, Michael Mayer as Mike, Mark Bruzy as Will Strader, with Rupert Booth as Corporal Fruitnut, Kevin Healy as Private Frepp, Gareth Preston as Sub-Private Cast, Jason Crum as Inspector Jackson, and Julianne Nardin as the Computer. Incidental music, post-production and sound design by David Nagel, directed and produced by David Nagel. This has been a Damn Audios production.